threw himself into his work. His political dreams grew along with his experience. Though he had entered politics with some reluctance, he wanted to help fix the problems of his country and the world. As the son of Joseph P. Kennedy, he did not have to work. Yet the desire to help others was fired in his soul. If we're going to change things the way they should be changed, we all have to do things we won't want to do, he said. After 5 years as a congressman, Jack was ready for the next step in politics, the Senate. He said, "We were just worms in the House. Nobody pays much attention to us nationally." He was frustrated by how slowly things moved in the House of Representatives. It took such a long time for new laws to be made. In the Senate race, Jack traveled all across his home state to meet the voters. Sometimes, his back hurt so much that he needed crutches. Jack's Republican opponent was the current senator, Henry Cabot Lodge, Jr. Lodge came from another important Massachusetts family. His grandfather had also been a politician. In 1944, Lodge had resigned his Senate seat to fight in World War II. He earned the Bronze Star for bravery. Lodge would be hard to beat. Joseph Sr. told Jack, "When you've beaten him, you've beaten the best. Why try for something less?" Once again, all the Kennedys joined forces to help Jack win the election. Rose gave speeches to churches and civic groups. Along with her daughters, she appeared on a television program shown twice during the campaign called Coffee with the Kennedys. Viewers could call in with questions about Jack's childhood. Jack asked his younger brother Robert, everyone called him Bobby, to be his campaign manager. Again, all the hard work and resolve paid off. Jack won the election with 51.5% of the vote. The new senator was only 35 years old when he was sworn into office. As senator, Jack represented the interests and needs of the people of Massachusetts. He began to devote himself to issues concerning education, labor, and foreign policy. He hired 24-year-old Theodore Sorensen as a speechwriter. Sorensen was known for his liberal views, and many biographers feel that he influenced Jack in his way of thinking. Jack worked so hard that he didn't have time for a wife or family. At a dinner party in 1951, he was introduced to a lovely young woman. Her name was Jacqueline Lee Bouvier. Jackie, as she was called, had a refined and sensitive nature. She came from a wealthy family, too. "I leaned across the asparagus and asked for a date," Jack said later. Jackie turned him down, but they stayed in touch, even though she went off to Europe. In 1952, they began dating. Jackie was working as a photographer for the Washington Times Herald. When her newspaper assigned her to England, Jack made an overseas call and asked her to marry him. She said yes. The couple was married on September 12, 1953, in a Roman Catholic church in Newport, Rhode Island. 700 guests attended the wedding. Another 600 came to the party afterward, and thousands more crowded outside the church doors, hoping to catch sight of the popular senator and his pretty bride. Jackie was a good influence on her new husband. She gave up her own job because she wanted to devote her time and energy to helping him. When he had lived alone, Jack often skipped meals and didn't get enough sleep. But Jackie made sure he ate well, got enough rest, and took care of himself. She also inspired him with her love of art, literature, and culture. After he fell seriously ill and needed a back operation, she was there to nurse him back to health. While recovering, Jack had time to think about the difficult decisions politicians often make. He began to write notes about how leaders can be torn between doing the right thing and keeping their jobs. His notes grew into a book. It was called Profiles in Courage. The book had 8 short biographies of senators who had shown unusual courage by supporting unpopular causes. Leaders like Daniel Webster, John Quincy Adams, Sam Houston, and Robert A. Taft. They had risked their careers in order to remain true to their own beliefs. They were inspiring to Jack. In 1957, Jack's book won the Pulitzer Prize for biography. Writing the book made Jack think more about his own idealism and goals. He decided to seek the highest elected office in the country. Jack's great-grandfathers had come to America penniless. Now, John F. Kennedy wanted to become President of the United States. Chapter 5, Mr. President. Once he was fully recovered, Jack started campaigning in earnest. He was now 42 years old. Many people thought he wasn't old enough to be the president. The president who was then in office, Dwight D. Eisenhower, had been 62 when first elected. In comparison, Jack seemed so young. Eisenhower referred to Jack as that boy. People were used to an older man as the leader of the country. In addition, Jack was Roman Catholic. The country had never elected a Catholic president. The Pope is the head of the Catholic Church. He gives guidance to Catholics on many issues. Some people in the United States worried that a Catholic president might be influenced by the Pope. Jack urged people to put aside their worries. His religion was personal. It would not interfere with being president.